much more expensive in Europe, and of course this is having an impact on the Chinese economy, and their stock market is falling very rapidly. They're having, of course, to actually cut back on certainly on the availability of funds over there, because the market is overheating, getting inflated. So they're doing what's logical, and that is, of course, raising interest rates, limiting the amount of lending that can go on. Because we've had wild spending in China, and now the whole Chinese economy is beginning to slow down. But what are the people over in Europe doing? Are people really buying gold and silver over there? I mean, we don't have any idea what's going on in other parts of the world, because, of course, the people who control the news don't tell us. But I'm sure you have your ear to the ground. Are Europeans beginning to lose confidence in the currencies over there and trying to position themselves so they'll have something if the whole thing collapses?
Absolutely. I mean, it hasn't been that long ago for people in the various parts of Europe to experience problems with their currencies. And they understand what happens when their currencies are debased, and what happens when you have an overflowing of printing money. The Europeans, just like anyone else, will panic and they will run to gold. You have a lot of, you have Germany, you have people running into the Austrian Philharmonics. They can't keep up production. You have the Germans going to the Swiss franc and various other European gold coins. So they understand much more than what the Americans do here about the need for gold in times like this. But they are taking their money from their savings and accounts. And
hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Melody.
People are taking money from their savings accounts, and they are putting it into gold. And there certainly is a lot of panic buying going on over there. You certainly have had gold in their currencies hit highs. And so now people understand, and they are turning to gold. They don't want the U.S. dollar. They are running to gold and gold currencies. Philharmonic gold coin, the Austrian mint, they're facing, this was reported a week or so ago, they were facing a production problem. They've sold more in the last couple of weeks than they did in the first quarter of the year. So their inventories are going to start running out. And again, when you have a depletion of inventory, you're also going to have increasing price of product. And perhaps the increase in product for the availability might outpace the actual increase of gold. So it's very important as we see these situations unfold. And I do believe one day there will be no gold to purchase, because you won't have an even change. You won't have sellers, because people will be holding on. You might have a small amount of gold on a secondary market, but I think most people will be holding on to it to a certain point. And as we've seen in the past, there's been several times in the past couple of years where product has become short, and where the mint stopped making the coins, where it had huge amounts of different people going into the mint and buying, 30,000 ounces at a time, depleting the treasuries or the mint's inventories. And they have to rebuild it up, so they stop selling. They haven't regained production of the fractional pieces as yet. They did begin as far as here in our country, the beginning of the 1 ounce buffaloes as of late, but they're even in a little bit of tight supply. Difficult just to buy one or two. You got to buy 20 at a time. So these are all types of restrictions that are put on the various types of products because it just disappears so rapidly.
All right. Well, is there any shortage at all of, say, of bags of silver at the present time? Can you still get the 90% silver like you could before?
They are readily available. I mean, as you haven't seen the run to silver quite as you have with gold, but they're pretty much equal right now. There's a fair amount of silver bags available. But what people don't understand is we might have plenty of availability today, but both markets, both gold and silver, are very small markets, and it could 2 days and you could be totally out of silver bags.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cedarstrom. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, what are we doing here in the United States? Are we trying to get our house in order? No. Congress simply passed this last week a legislation for $190 billion of new expenditures. And, of course, almost, I think, $34 billion of that is paid for. The rest of it, they simply they authorized it, and they have no idea where the money's coming from. Certainly, a large sums of money are going to be going for Medicaid payments in the states, because they've told the states they're going to have to provide Medicaid or Medicare, and the states don't have the money. Then, of course, there's billions of dollars for unemployment insurance, so we can continue paying people unemployment insurance for a couple of years, because, of course, if they didn't have that, they'd be rioting in the streets. And then they have special sums of money they're going to give to the farmers, and they're going to give money to the states, and $194 billion, only $34 billion paid for. The rest of it, they've simply authorized it. It will be going into the debt. Now, that's over and above what we're already accepting. I think about $1.6 trillion we're going to be behind this year. And then, of course, they're talking about the need for another stimulus bill. We've got to do something to keep the economy going through November. If it falls apart, why, the Democrats will be in trouble. So they're going to just spend and spend and spend. But they're not really they're even going to raise some taxes. They're going to raise taxes on corporations. They're going to raise taxes that will discourage people from going into business. They're going to raise taxes to make it impossible for people to borrow money. And we can't borrow money. How are people going to be able to start their businesses? Everything Congress is doing is going to make the situation worse. For, as I always say, there's no problem facing America today that a new series of federal laws won't make worse. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The Chinese economy is beginning to collapse. Certainly, their stock market's down 30 or 40%. Certainly, the business there is declining, because, of course, people are not buying their exports as they were. A growing rate of unemployment. What do you do when you've got 30 or 40 million people unemployed in a country, and there a lot of unrest? Well, people talk about civil unrest in China, and they can certainly haul the people out and shoot them, but how many can you possibly shoot, and how long can you continue doing that in an authoritarian country like China? Of course, it's fully backed by our own government. We think what they're doing is just fine. In fact, there are people in our country who would like to have the same sort of an authoritarian society right here. That's why we're doing everything we can to transfer America's wealth and America's jobs over to communist China today. Well, Melody, Sydney, what do you hear from people you're in contact with about what's happening? Sydney, is the economy picking up back there in Pennsylvania?
No, it really isn't. You're hearing about more and more layoffs. In fact, Tylenol has one of their plants that's getting such all the bad publicity about how the terrible conditions in which the plant was in. And that plant was here in Pennsylvania, and I don't know if they'll be closing it. But nope, there's still many people get sick off those Tylenols just because of the poor conditions of the of factories. So we certainly know that money is not being put back into these factories. Probably just another reason to close it and, again, move it to various places in the world other than here in the U.S. But no, things are not improving. It's funny, the housing market, you have a lot of money being funneled into this town because it's a college town, but you're beginning to see homes on the market a little bit longer. Some homes are moving. In fact, I'm surprised sometimes how quick a home can still sell, and yet another one will be on the market for a year, year and a half. So certainly it's just overpriced, and they need to lower those prices if they want to sell them. You see more and more businesses closing. You certainly don't hear about it or read about it in the newspapers. They just quietly, like, go away. Nobody talks about it. Nobody discusses it. All you see is the empty building. And certainly with each empty building comes loss of jobs. And, you know, lots of times we forget to talk about the multiplier effect, as when you have one job loss, it can affect up to two other jobs in the community. So you can always multiply that by two to three. So We forget about that. They just try to keep everything out of the papers, out of the public eye, and continue to tell everyone that there is a recovery. So
it's a very interesting article in the Wall Street Journal editorial page talking about this $194 billion I was just talking about. And, of course, a lot of that money was going to go for unemployment insurance. And one of the congressmen got up at Congress and said, look, I mean, this is the best investment you can make. I mean, basically, if you pay people unemployment insurance, for every $1 you pay in unemployment insurance, you generate $1.64 in economic activity, and this is how we're going to get our economy going, by simply, you know, paying out more people for unemployment insurance. And so the editorial writer in the Wall Street Journal said, well, now that is a really great idea. In fact, it's certainly if that really is true, we could really stimulate the economy by firing everybody and putting them on unemployment insurance, and that would really get the economy booming, wouldn't it? Or would it? And then the comment was, where do these people get these crazy ideas that paying people not to work, paying them unemployment insurance, is going to generate money and get the economy going? And, of course, it's not going to. I mean, the money has to come from someplace, and, of course, they're creating this money out of nothing, and it is simply one more nail in the coffin of our free enterprise system. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, if you have a question or comment for Melody, give her a call, because basically Melody sells gold and silver. She's on the front lines of this battle. Incidentally, Melody, this last week somebody called in and said all sorts of nice things about you when on the Bob Chapin show. I was very pleased that you got a lot of good supporters out there.
Well, we do a very good job here at Discount Gold and Silver, and I do appreciate that person calling in and making that comment, because the gold industry is not regulated. Gold dealers out there are retailers, and I've just seen so many people hurt by purchasing material at high prices or the wrong product that wasn't suitable for them, and this is their hard-earned money that, you know, people saved and worked hard, and they just want to preserve it. And it is sad to say that my competitors and so forth, they don't do as good of a job as they should. And so I'm thankful that I'm here in this position where I'm at right now, where, you know, we can help people. And we do a very good job. And
Well, we're
not very good at patting myself on the back.
That's all right. You go right ahead. I mean, certainly we appreciate your taking good care, and we get a lot of comments on Melody from our listeners, people who've done business with her, who really feel that she's treated them right. And this is the important thing. If you don't know anything about gold and silver, you've got to shop around and really talk to people and find out what it is. Do not simply let somebody high-press you into buying anything. And this is the way they usually work. You know, they'll call and keep haranguing you until you finally buy something, and they'll keep telling you, oh, we've got this memorial coin, and it used to sell for 3 times what it's selling for now. It's a great investment, and of course it's priced about 40% or 30% above market what it should be. It's a commemorative coin that is as valuable as simply as bullion coin. But they don't tell you that. They try to give you the idea that this is somehow a commemorative collectible. Have you heard that story, Melody?
Absolutely. There's so many various material gold that is being sold as this, is being sold as that. And I believe if people really buy what's suitable for them, they're going to be protected to the best that they can be. And they have to look to what's suitable for them, and that's what we do. I know I've been hearing a lot about what a lot of these dealers will do is they'll sell a coin, usually one coin, at a very low price. And all they're doing is generating leads. And they're bringing you in. You're buying this one coin. You think it's such a great deal. And it is for you buying that one coin. But what happens is they'll sell you something else along with that coin, or they will now have your name and your phone number, and they will hound you to death until eventually you buy something at a very high price or something that you don't need. All they're doing is generating leads for their brokers. And so same way with switch and bait. So they'll get you to call in on a particular item, And the next thing you know, they have you buying something else. It's a sales technique, and all they're doing is generating leads. And I figure if they need to generate leads, then obviously they're not busy enough because they have to do this. So, and particularly when I always told my customers, if someone calls you and they tell you they got this great deal on this one coin that they want to sell you, ask yourself, why are they calling you if it's such a great deal and they have a lot of other customers? So we don't call people. The only time we call people is if we think it's something they need to react on, which is so far we've probably contacted people maybe twice in the last 16 years. So we don't hound you. Your information is kept private. We don't share our information with anyone. In fact, I get a lot of hassles from the gals who work here because we still type our invoices on a regular typewriter. We don't put things in the computer. And so we're kind of old-fashioned in that manner.
All right, fine. Well, our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We're living in probably the most dangerous times of your life. Certainly, I believe there are going to be some very real problems, certainly later this year. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I don't know how many of you out there in the audience know who Richard Russell is, but when I first got started 45, 47 years ago, Richard Russell was an old man, at least I thought he was, and he's still around, and he's been certainly a stalwart in the stock market and discussing economic problems. Just this last week, he put out a statement saying, please, get out of the stock market, sell all of your stocks. Did you hear that statement by Richard?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Fear is that the vast majority of the American people are going to end up losing everything when they destroy our currency. And people would say, they would never destroy our currency. It's as solid as the dollar. Well, unfortunately, when you have people who are in key positions in government, who want to destroy this nation, who want to create world chaos, whose true goal is creating a one world government, and they know they'll never bring it about until they have world chaos, is it any wonder the things are going on that are going on? If you have a question or comment, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295 would like to know what you think about what's going on. Well, Melody, is the market, as far as you're concerned, is it holding up? Certainly gold took an awful turn down, and certainly it's coming back very, very strongly. It was up almost to $1,200 today. I think it was $1,195, $1,196 where it closed, at least last time I looked at it. Are people still buying gold steadily? Did they panic when the gold dropped down there a week or so ago? And certainly, do they realize they say it's so expensive? But I think we may look back on $1,200 gold as the good old days. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I don't see any real panic buying going on as yet, although we did have it when you had the stock market drop 1,000 points that one day. Certainly the panic began, and you know it's beginning to mellow out now because of coming into Memorial Day. People are on holiday and distracted by what's going on in the markets, and so this time of the anytime you have a holiday, you can see any kind of extreme in markets. But I think gold has pretty much corrected to the downside, and I think it's building a fairly strong base here around this level. And what's real interesting is we're seeing strength in the U.S. dollar at the same time we have gold going up. So usually gold had always worked in the opposite. You'd have the dollar move up a little bit, and you'd see a little bit of a pullback in gold. But now they're moving in sync with one another. So and you have to remember that gold is a currency. And with the gold moving in with along the dollar, it means that people are viewing gold as the currency. It really has become a true currency. And even though they downplay gold on a lot of your major financial programs, you know, the CNBCs and so forth, they're beginning to call it less and less of a commodity and referring to it to a little bit more of a currency. They still bring on the bears on gold who will say, oh, gold's going down to 800 and all this, but you just can't buy into those. I have too many customers that have bought into those predictions, and they really have lost. You buy gold, you hold on to it, and it will perform. Even in good economies, you should carry a minimum of 20% of gold in your portfolios. Now that bad it is, you should have a minimum of 50%. Many people carry a lot more. I think you should carry a whole lot more than a minimum of 50%, but that is a starting point where people can begin.
Well, you know, it's really very interesting. Just this last week, there was a man named Klarman, and he's a hedge fund owner. I think he's got about $2 billion. And he announced he is going into gold. He's taking his whole hedge fund, most of the $2 billion, now whether he's going to go into gold and stocks or whether he's going to go into physical gold. I don't know, but I think he's going to accumulate gold. I think he's a very sophisticated guy. And he said, look, he said, I don't see anything that really gives me any security. If the market goes up, gold will do well. If the market goes down, gold will do well. And even if the price drops, it will still have value. But certainly there's nothing else that gives any stability. So here's a man with $2 billion beginning to talk about the importance of gold. We know that the people at PIMCO, P-I-M-P-C-O, and that's one of the biggest hedge funds out there, have actually taken a lot of their money and set up a separate hedge fund to invest in gold and gold stocks. Certainly, it seems that more and more people with big bucks are beginning to talk about gold. Have you noticed that, Melody?
Absolutely. A lot of these guys with these hedge funds will go into either the COMEX, they'll go into the ETF, and that's how sometimes you can see these. You know, you might have these one-day swings in gold and so forth because they can move a lot of money in real quick. And, you know, they are traders. So they'll go in, they'll get some profit, and then they'll pull out. Now, if they don't have any reason to pull out, then, of course, you're going to, you know, you'll see that in there. But sometimes when you have these one-day corrections that might be a little on the large side, you know, I think that's what you're seeing, just a lot of shifting of funds from these huge hedge funds.
Well, we hear, for instance, stories that George Soros is planning on attacking the European currency and is trying to get other people with a large multi-billion dollar investment portfolios to join him. An attack on the European currency could bring down the whole economy of Europe. It's susceptible, just as ours is susceptible. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Melody Cedarstrom. Melody, if we get into a war with Iran, and of course I really feel, and I could be mistaken, admittedly, but I feel that the war with Iran is coming in relatively few months. What implications, what would that do as far as gold and silver? Do you think it would impact upon its price? What do you think it would do to the stock market? Or do you think things would go on just as they have before?
I don't think things will go on as before. I think it depends on what transpires after the initial engagement of war. You might see a knee-jerk reaction in gold to the high side. You might even see some strength in the dollar, because usually when you go into the war, you'll see a little bit of strength into the currency. Now, if we go into the war with Iraq and they shut down the strait where the oil goes through and you begin to have higher oil prices, then you're not going to have that type of knee-jerk reaction. You're going to have gold go up, and it will stay there for a significant amount of time. Although even with this knee-jerk reaction, you might see more people coming in here, and where normally it would be a short period of time where gold would react, you know, until, you know, the whole situation was viewed with all the other problems that we have, it could be the start of pushing gold to higher and higher levels, without it coming back down like it might have in the past, like what we've have experienced before. So I definitely think going to war will increase the price of gold, because the stability of the countries, the currencies and so forth, just isn't like it was at once. And it's the beginning of they need the distractions and they need excuses. You know, they need to put blame on something other than themselves, other than Wall Street and Washington. So so I think you could see gold do very well. I think the stock market, that's tough to say when you have the plunge protection team, but I think the stock market is on its last legs anyway, so you definitely could see it come down. But I don't think it really matters if the stock market goes, even if it stays at where it's at. The important thing is, gold is where you need to be in order to preserve your wealth. And all these other situations A lot of them will be temporary. You'll get immediate reactions, and then you can see you can't become so involved in these various situations and let it change your goal of preserving your health.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. I was asking Melody what she thought would happen if there was a war with Iran. And, of course, she felt that if there was a war with Iran and they closed the Straits of Hormuz and cut off the oil supply, and remember that is not primarily our oil supply, that is the oil supply to Europe, but this would have catastrophic effect on the already shaky currency and the economy of Europe at the present time. And certainly we don't know what would happen. She thinks the price of gold might very well go up. She thinks this price, the stock market being manipulated, they can do with anything they want with it. But we're living in very uncertain times. Well, if you have a question, a comment, something you'd like to say, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go on, Melody, would you like to get out your telephone number, your website, and tell people why they might want to contact you?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website, discountgold.com and silvertrading.net. We do archive radio programs that we do on a daily basis. There's articles that you can read, information to help you if you're just beginning to get started into gold and silver. If you're a seasoned buyer, you know, we encourage you to give us a call. But the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, and you can also use the link from the website if you'd like to email us with a question, if you prefer to go that way. As many do. We receive lots of emails, and we help a lot of people by email. They ask questions and respond. We do lots of trades by email. I do not have online buying. We tried that, but when product began to dry up, I didn't want to put limitations on various products, so we kind of discontinued that. And plus, it takes away the ability to help people as far as, again, what's suitable for them. We do a great job. We have great prices. We probably ship, you know, faster than industry standards. You know, most companies will take up to a month or more to deliver. Our processing is all done within 15 business days of the commitment of your trade. So we process things very quickly. And, again, we have great prices. We buy and sell products. So if you buy your product from us, we also will buy it back. And we'll buy other people's product back, but we won't lock in prices on those when you're ready to sell it, because we do need to check the quality of that product.
Okay. Well, now, basically, a lot of people feel very ill at ease as far as buying things through the mail. I mean, you're talking about many times, you know, many thousands of dollars being sent by your product in the mail. How safe is the mail as far as getting a gold or silver delivered?
It is very safe. That is one thing that the post office does very well. When you send product registered and insured U.S. mail, it is kept under lock and key the whole way. Anyone who touches the box, and there's only certain people that fit the bill to do that, they have to sign for it, and they are responsible for it. So from point A to point B, it is under lock and key. There's millions and millions of dollars that are sent registered and insured across the country. And in 16 years, I think we've had one problem with one box. There just isn't anything that goes missing. FedEx is a different story. We ship some product by UPS. Usually the heavier silver products will go by UPS. And you have to sign for it. We carry special insurance in order to cover that. But again, we don't have any problems. It's very discreet in how we label our boxes. The boxes are wrapped very, very well. Things don't rattle around, and certainly we don't put, you know, gold and silver and neon on your box. So it's very private and very discreet and very safe.
And I think that's something I'll never forget. The first time I ever purchased anything, certainly by mail, or sent something in my mail, and you always had that terrible uneasy feeling. And after a while, you begin to realize that this really is safe. Things do get there, and this is about as close to a foolproof system as you can find. And certainly, I know that you and the other gold dealers use the mail, but it has to be registered and insured. And if it is, why, of course, the government will make it good. But believe me, I personally do not know of anybody who's ever lost anything that way. So it's one of the few things the government can do efficiently. They could do lots of things efficiently, but to the credit of the post office, why, they do an excellent job on that. Well, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and our guest is Melody Cedarstrom. Melody does help Radio Liberty, but we appreciate having her on, and we certainly get all sorts of good reports back from people who have done business with her. And believe me, we have had people certainly with us in years past, and I finally had to just call them and tell them we could not have them on the program anymore. I'm sorry that we have an obligation to our listeners, and we want to make sure that they're well taken care of. And boy, it is sure a good way to lose a friend or to make an enemy, but you have to do what you think is right. I feel very comfortable recommending Melody to our listeners out there. Well, certainly now, of course, we hear this old adage, sell in May and go away. Now, I think that's really talking about the stock market. Does the stock market really sort of shut down during the summer months?
Well, that was the old saying, and certainly they used to apply it to gold, because gold prices always were soft in the summer. As people go away, they're occupied, trading is soft, and you don't get a lot of action. But I think of late, in the past several years when everything has begun to unfold, I don't think that applies anymore. You take advantage of dips in the market if you can do so, but you really can't market time or time the market when you're purchasing gold and silver. You can do a little cost averaging, but so many, and you only really get lucky. And I wouldn't try to be lucky when I'm trying to preserve my wealth. You just need to go in, purchase it. You can do a little cost averaging. If you have a large amount that you're looking to invest, you think the market might get a little soft going into the summer, buy now, see what happens. If it goes up, you can get in right away, and your cost will still be lower because you had bought at a lower price. So I recommend that, but certainly don't try to time the markets and getting in, because it just doesn't work. You just try to wait for it to come down, and the next thing you know, it moves a little higher, and then you wait thinking, well, it's moved a little higher, it's going to come back, and it just doesn't. And you end up paying a much larger price, or you don't come in at all. And that's the worst thing that you can do.
Well, we noticed that J.P. Morgan Chase has been, whether they've been indicted or they're going to be indicted for manipulating the silver market and keeping it down artificially. Have you heard anything at all about that story?
Yes, I have. I haven't been following it, if there's been any changes on that, but I certainly have heard what they're planning to do with them and for the manipulation of silver. And perhaps with that at the start, to where we can expose also the manipulation of the gold market too.
Well, I think it's important that people understand that the paper money is a con game. People will only accept paper money when they feel that it has inherent value and when other people will accept it. But if people begin to lose confidence in the paper money system, if paper money begins to lose its value, it's just like a run on the bank, and pretty soon people want to get out of paper and into something that has intrinsic value. Well, we know certainly that gold and silver have had intrinsic value for thousands of years. You go back and read what Aristotle said, because they tried a fraudulent fiat money system in ancient Greece. And Aristotle said there is absolutely nothing wrong with fiat money, as long as you have perfect authority and gold-like wisdom and God-like wisdom in kings. There's nothing wrong with fiat money as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings, meaning so the fiat money is not a very good investment because you never have perfect authority, and you certainly would never have godlike wisdom in kings. So you can't trust fiat money. It had destroyed the economy of ancient Greece, and the glory with it was Greece has progressively destroyed. Greece went from war to war and was just simply destroying the value of their currency to finance their armies and their military expenditures, and of course, you know what happened to ancient Greece. And of course, the same thing happened to Rome in 300 AD, why Diocletian the emperor was putting on wage and price controls to try to control the inflation that resulted from the corruption of their currency. And of course, in 476, why Rome fell, totally the depraved society, and just exactly as ours, it had lost its moral foundation. But going along with losing your moral foundation, you lose the stability of your currency. And when money is easy and people certainly don't have to work for it, and they can go out and really living it up, why, of course, they will tend to have a tendency to do that. What you need to have is people who understand the value of money, and certainly the importance of moral values. And certainly money is not an end within itself. It's only a means to an end. But, of course, the most important thing, in my estimation, is your personal relationship with our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our telephone number, again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We're talking about the things that are going on today as more and more of the major hedge funds and the sophisticated investors are beginning to turn to gold. And, of course, you only need a relatively few of these moving into the gold market and buying up gold, to actually create a run on gold, because, of course, there's not that much gold out there. Somebody has been accumulating this for many years. The central banks have been selling it to try to drive down the price. J.P. Morgan, Chase, and Goldman Sachs have been manipulating these prices, but we've come to the point, I think, as more and more people in Europe and more people in China and more people in India, and yes, even a few people here in the United States are beginning to understand that that we are approaching the end of the paper money fraudulent system, and the house of cards is going to come down as more people begin looking for some security for their wealth. Why, I think that we're going to see the price of gold skyrocketing, whether it's going to happen this year or next year. But when it starts, why, it's sort of like when the train's leaving the station, it's awful hard to catch up with it, no matter how hard you run. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I agree with you. It is very difficult to catch up, and you don't want to be chasing gold. You know, you need to get in at these levels now. And there's various ways in which you can do it, various products that you can best fit your best what's suitable for you, whether it be silver or whether it be the various gold products. And we even have, and something I don't mention much on this program, and when Daniel called me for the phone, he had mentioned about an IRA. And we do carry IRAs, so if you have the availability to place gold into your IRA, you can open up a self-directed IRA, and you can place physical gold and silver in there. Now, it is stored at a depository in Delaware, but yet I personally believe that that is much better than holding on to paper. I just can't believe why anybody would want to hold on to paper. And I tell my customers, if you need to dabble in the stock market, and I don't care what stocks, it better be money that you can afford to lose, because the market is gambling. And I just don't understand why people continue to funnel money into Wall Street, because they are part of the party that destroyed this country, along with Washington, along the elitists, with the Illuminati and everyone, with their agenda. They've stripped the people of this country of their money that they worked hard for, and they're going to continue to do it, and they will leave the people penniless, and they will sell any money in the markets of paper. As far as I'm concerned, it's just a matter of time until they have it all. The gold IRA is a place that you can turn that money, those paper funds, into gold. If you don't want to pay the taxes or the penalties, it gets stored at the depository in Delaware. So you can turn that paper into gold.
Of course, I always think that it's much better to have physical possession wherever you keep it.
Absolutely.
And if you certainly then, because I'm always, I mean, certainly a the gold and silver stored in Delaware is better than simply having simply dollars in IRA, but it's awfully nice if you know where it is and nobody else can make off with it. We're living in very uncertain times. We are living in times where we could see tremendous civilian unrest in this country, especially if there was a nuclear attack or chemical or biological attack. Ladies and gentlemen, right tonight, they're planning on chemical and suddenly biological attacks over in Israel. Tomorrow morning, they're starting a military exercise, 5-day military exercise in Israel, where they're going to simulate a chemical and biological and missile attack on Israel by both Syria and Iran. And why would they be doing that over in Israel starting tomorrow if they're doing it? Why aren't you hearing about it? The reason you're not hearing about it is because they don't want the American people to be upset. And when, of course, we do go to war with Iran and there is retaliation and unrest in this country, they're going to be just like they are with that oil spill down there in the Gulf and saying, oh, shucks, how did this happen? Why, we just don't know what to do about. But maybe next week or the week after that, we'll do something to stop this tremendous oil leak, that's destroying the ecology of the Gulf. But let me point out, ladies and gentlemen, that the Chinese are not going to stop offshore drilling. The Brazilians aren't going to stop offshore drilling. The Russians and the British are not going to stop offshore drilling. But the Americans, I'm sure, will discontinue offshore drilling. And you have to ask yourself, how does that make any sense? If it's bad for America, why isn't it bad for everybody else? Let's see how the story unfolds, but I think that's the way it's going. Just like Three Mile Islands, where, of course, America can't have the nuclear electric plants that will regenerate power, but every other country in the world can have it. What's wrong with this picture? Well, I guess, of course, it's been Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, one more time, let's get out your telephone number, your website, and your email.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, and the email address, discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com, discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
And Melody, how can people hear your radio programs? You do a shortwave program every day, don't you?
Yes, we do. We play it several times throughout the day. The live program is 4 o'clock on frequency 7.415 with WBCQ, and then it is played on WWCR, three times throughout the day. So. And plus, you can listen to it on the website.
Okay, fine. So you can WWCR. We do WWCR as well. And do you have Bob Chapman with you every day, or how often?
We have Bob. We do programs Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
All right, fine. Well, certainly Bob's a real pleasure to have. We have him here every Monday of both afternoon and evening programs. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to comment. I saw right.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake. But a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
And if you can get antibiotics and other things, medical products, emergency kits, the things that you would need for in certain times. You may very well have to be able to defend yourself because we could very well see marauding gangs certainly breaking out in the large cities, and people are going to have to think about what they can do to protect themselves and their families. This is times like we have never known before. We have millions of illegal immigrants in this country, and of course that they are deprived of a right to make a living, and their welfare benefits they've been getting. I mean, and even the people who are not illegal immigrants, they've been getting money for nothing. They've been told you don't have to work. We'll provide for you. And then what happens when you take those things away? What happens when we have the people who've been suddenly guaranteed they're going to have good pensions? They've worked for the fire department. They've worked for the police department. They've retired at 50 years at at 50 years of age with a $100,000 a year pension. And then suddenly you're told there's no money to pay it. I think we're going to see tremendous unrest in this country, and just be prepared for it. But the most important thing is to understand the spiritual implications of what's going on. If you've not yet seen Pastor Billy Crone's excellent 10 DVD series, The Final Countdown. You really need to have that. You get part one with 5 DVDs, part two with 5 DVDs, or get them together. You need to see Pastor Billy Crone's 4 DVD series entitled RFID chipping, and basically they are coming up with technology to control all buying and selling in the entire world. And then, of course, he has another 10-DVD set called Scientific Creationism, which puts a lie to this whole thing that's being taught in our schools. That, of course, Charles Darwin was right, there is no God. And, of course, this is simply a lie. They use our educational system to destroy the faith of our children because, of course, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of our children. And certainly the survival of Christian civilization. It is under attack today. There really are satanic forces out there. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see my interview, my talk on the world revolution, where you'll actually see the American ambassador to Cuba telling how we knew Fidel Castro was a communist and we intentionally brought him to power. And there is a continuing world revolution going back to the time of the French Revolution. There are secret societies. We simply gave you the places where you can document this, like Sidney James H. Billington's book, Fire in the Minds of Men. Who is Billington? He's the Librarian of Congress. And he's written about these secret societies. Of course, they made him librarian just to shut him up so he wouldn't be talking about the things. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand there are secret societies that are directing both of our political parties today and moving America towards the destruction as we move from being a sovereign nation into becoming a one-world government. And that is the purpose of using America's wealth and certainly financial power and military to bring about this one-world government. This is why we have our troops stationed in 130 to 140 nations throughout the world today. Why do we need those troops there? Because the real purpose of the American foreign policy is to bring about a one-world dictatorship under the control of the coming world leader. You need to see Constance Cumby's excellent DVD. It's called The Emergence, and hear my four CD set of interviews called The Aquarian Conspiracy. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family or help us, please do. If not, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Power Hour, straight up top of the hour, wherever you're joining us. Just if you are where George Freund is, he is in Toronto, Canada, joining us today. He's former law enforcement, and he's gotten access to some of the transcripts from the black boxes, or at least the translation from Polish. And I do thank him for joining us today. We've only got about 4 minutes, so go ahead, George, with the rest of the story.
Exactly. Well, this language that's spoken in that YouTube video with the gunshots, there's some vulgar language where the guy's just basically told to stay back, or, you know, nasty things are going to happen to him in four-letter words that may be Russian or Belarusian. So, you know, we can see that, you know, this guy's got the smoking guns as these shots are discharged, and it appears that they're executing. You have about, you know, you have a chance of survival in that type of a plane crash because you're going about 100 miles an hour or so. You know, they suspect, or I've seen, you know, we had one in Toronto with actually no one killed in a plane crash at our airport here. I believe it was an Air France jet. And, you know, it went off the runway at high speed. So it's a very survivable type of crash. People should have survived, but not with the pistol shot to the head. Another disturbing piece of news from a German website was about 20 people were killed in a road accident in a bus near the air, you know, near this airport. And they said Sergei Shoigu, Putin's minister for emergency, killed more than 20 passengers in this bus as his armored motorcade rammed it. So I can't confirm or deny that, but that's just typical taking care of business Russian style. You know, another very bizarre state of affairs was a TV show that played in Georgia in mid-March, the Ides of March, that dealt with Russia and Georgia going into some kind of military conflict and the president of Poland being killed in an air crash. And, you know, this is just absolutely mind-boggling. At the same time, Prince Philip was traveling to those countries I told you were called the V4, and I just found it unbelievable that he only went to those countries. What is he doing, giving them a warning or telling them to back off on some of these pipeline deals? One of the spokesmen in the English media, and that's another red herring, you know, alarm bell that goes off, here's a Russian air traffic controller who can't speak English one day, and the next day he's the darling of the British press, to tell them what happened in possibly English, and that just blew me away. So he's supposed to be a former Colonel Anatoly Muravev, and the Holy Spirit just loaded that page up big time in flashing neon lights to say, Google that name, son. And I do, and find out he's a weather scientist with the Russian government at the Hydrometeorological Research Center. So is that the real, you know, somebody had to work on a little weather manipulation to make this